that you had people who remembered what the shoreline was like before they started filling it in. And then you had people who really had a vision that for all that junk out there, it was land that could be reclaimed. I mean, that's why there's so much artwork and other things out there, and we've always welcomed creative people to come out there, and, you know, we've understood it's a junkyard, okay? So we can do things that you necessarily wouldn't be able to do in other places. But weirdly enough, people always wanted to make sure that what was being done out there, whether it was with the artwork or the rubble piles and all those kinds of things, that it enhanced the natural beauty and the natural benefits out there. The other thing is, again, you had all these city folk. I mean, you can look at me and tell this is not a park body, right? I'm not your, you know, hiker Yosemite type of guy, right? And most of the people who were part of this weren't. But people who live in cities still appreciate nature. And we realized what a valuable resource the Bay and Candlestick could be. And people never wavered from that. And it was really interesting, and that's why the planning process was so important, because as we went through that planning process, we had some amazing landscape architects from the State Parks Department that kind of worked with people. And as it evolved, all these really good things came out of it. And the lesson, my last little pitch would be, as they're planning all this fancy development out there, someone mentioned they went to a meeting with the city to talk about the thing, and the city people talked for 2 hours rather than letting the people talk. We would have a much better development out there if they'd let the community talk. If they'd really give the community time to really get a sense of what that place is about and what it can become. And Candlestick is the example that if you let people to their own devices, people really do have sense. And that really is kind of the fundamentals of what democracy ought to be about. And instead of us always having to react to other people's visions for us, Candlestick was one place where people were able to express their own vision for their own park and their own neighborhood, and that's what ultimately came about. So with that, thank you very, very much, and I hope everyone will be part of Friends one day, and